Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Karen Johnson.
Our homes are very important to us. There's no place like home is a saying often quoted, and at Christmas time, this is especially true. We love to decorate our homes and make them warm and welcoming. Wreaths are hung on the doors, Christmas trees are put up, family love to return home for Christmas and to gather in the home over the holiday season. Christmas reminds us, however, that Jesus had to leave the splendour and glory of his home to come to earth. Jesus, the treasure of heaven, was then born to a young virgin in a cold, dirty stable in an animal's feed box because there was no room for him anywhere else. What a contrast to where he had come from. What a come down. The Bible also teaches us that during his time on earth, Jesus had nowhere to lay his head, nowhere to call home. Why then did Jesus, King of the universe, leave his heavenly home to live in this way? Ironically, Jesus left his home to make a way for us to spend eternity in our heavenly home. We cannot earn a place in heaven. We don't deserve a place in heaven, but because of Jesus' death on the cross, because he took the punishment for our sins, we can stand before the Father, clothed in his righteousness, knowing that one day we will go to be with him. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's why Jesus left the glory of heaven. He is the only way. Jesus' return, however, will be very different. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless, stand before the throne. What a homecoming that will be for those who are in Christ. This Christmas, enjoy your earthly home. Thank God for it. But may it be somewhere where Jesus is honoured, Jesus is welcomed, and where others are welcomed in Jesus' name. May Jesus find a home in your heart this Christmas.